With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Day three of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago is underway, and we'll see Minnesota Governor Tim Walz officially accept the Democratic nomination for vice president tonight. He's set to talk about growing up in Nebraska and about his and Vice President Kamala Harris's vision for America. Former President Bill Clinton addressed the Democrat convention, praising President Biden for giving up political power. And House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries spoke as well, saying Kamala Harris is ready to lead.
President Biden selflessly passed the torch to Vice President Kamala Harris, who is ready, willing, and able to fight for the people.
Also at SRNNews.com, at a campaign rally in Asheboro, North Carolina, former President Trump said the Obamas were nasty to him in their remarks at the Democrat National Convention Tuesday night.
Did you see Barack Hussein Obama last night? Take little shots. He was taking shots at your president. And so was Michelle. You know, they always say, sure, please stick to policy. Don't get personal. And yet they're getting personal all night long, these people. Do I still have to stick to policy?
New data says job growth in the U.S. was much weaker than initially estimated. The Bureau of Labor Statistics review of employment numbers found there was 818,000 fewer jobs in March this year than what was reported. Republicans say the books were cooked to help the Biden administration in an election year. A federal judge is blocking a ban on non-compete agreements that was set to take effect next month. The Federal Trade Commission this year banned most non-compete agreements, which keep employees from leaving their jobs to work for a competitor. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce and other groups sued, arguing the ban would make it harder for companies to retain talent. A judge in Texas agreed on Tuesday. This is SRN News. California lawmakers kill a child protection bill.
The measure would have made it more difficult for small kids to access pornography online, and it passed the state assembly with flying colors. But when the legislation reached the state Senate's Appropriations Committee, it was quietly killed without a vote. The California Family Council accuses lawmakers of giving in to pressure from the pornography industry, saying, quote, "It seems that money talks louder than common sense in this state." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has temporarily cleared the way for a boy to play soccer for his high school team while he and another student challenge a New Hampshire ban. U.S. District Court Chief Judge Landia McCaffrey found the boy had demonstrated likely success on the merits of the case and that he would suffer harm without emergency action. The order was granted as the athletes also argue for a judge to block the law while their lawsuit proceeds. This is SRN News. A new poll shows approximately 4 in 10 U.S. adults don't know enough about Democrat vice presidential candidate Tim Walz to form an opinion, compared to 3 in 10 for the GOP's J.D. Vance.
The poll, conducted by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, shows that 4 out of 10 Americans don't know enough about Democratic vice presidential nominee Minnesota Governor Tim Walz to form an opinion. The same goes for about 3 out of 10 Americans regarding Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio, the Republican vice presidential nominee. The current polling finds that Vance's support within the Republican Party has doubled to 6 out of 10 among Republicans, mostly attributed to the rise in awareness of him and his policies. Similarly, the AP NORC poll found that Walz maintains favorable opinions with 6 out of 10 Democrats, with approximately 3 out of 10 not knowing enough about him to form an opinion. I'm Bernie Bennett.
Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will speak Friday about his path forward. More details at SRNNews.com.